Menti.
Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin, and we're The Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next half hour, actually down to 23 minutes, to answer all your computer and technology-related questions.
That's right, Kev. It's Wednesday afternoon here. We'll be on the air today until 5 o'clock, and we'd be happy to answer those questions for you. Give us a call, 395-1450. The phone lines are open, so we're giving you an invitation to call here, 395-1450. But if you're a little phone shy, you don't want to be on the air,
just send us an email. It's computerguys@whtc.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show as well as throughout the week. So if you're at a computer, go ahead, send us an email. It's computerguys@whtc.com.
And that's right, Kev. And this week, I'd like to make the big announcement here, the most relevant thing of all.
Now, you've been talking this up all day. I'm really...
Yeah, it's not true.
That impressed.
It's for the first time in 5 years, I'll have high-speed internet access at my house. Woo-hoo! It's amazing.
It's a big deal for you.
I've moved up onward and upward. So
now you're with it all day. There's no getting away from it.
That is true.
But you know, I remember when you first moved into your house, you were sort of low-tech, and you've gradually been increasing it. So
slowly but surely.
Yeah, I knew it'd get you.
That's right. Let's go to the phone lines here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with the Java in my computer, not the coffee brand.
Sure, no problem. What operating system are you running?
XP.
Okay.
It tells me that it's not there, and I know it is.
And are you having problems when you go to different websites then? It's giving this error?
Yes, certain game sites like Pogo tells me that Java is not there, and I know it is.
Okay.
And, I downloaded the latest version and installed that, and it still tells me it's not there.
Okay, have you, what version of Internet Explorer? Is it the newest one, version 7 that you're running?
Yeah.
Okay, Internet Explorer 7 with version 7. Do you have any type of security software on your computer, like Norton Internet Security or McAfee?
I have Fixit Utility 7.
Mm.
Made by VCOM. It's a antivirus and spyware protector and all.
Does it have a firewall built in?
The XP has a firewall built in, yes.
Okay, but that program itself doesn't have one?
No.
Okay. One thing you can do, too, if you use Internet Explorer as your browser, your primary browser?
Yeah.
Okay. If you go into, in there in the tools menu.
Okay.
And you go to enable or and down to manage add-ons. You see that listed?
Manage add-ons, yes.
And do you see a section that says enable or disable add-ons?
It says just enable or disable add-ons, yes.
Yep, and if you go to that, it'll pop up a little window. And it'll say manage add-ons at the top, and it'll have a whole list of stuff in there.
Okay, manage add-ons, yes.
Okay, under, by default, it goes to the enabled list. Do you see anything regarding Java in there?
Sun Java Control, yes.
Okay, and that's enabled?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a good start. And this is when you go to Pogo Games, you said?
Yes. Tells me it's not there, and I know it's there.
The other thing you could do is remove it altogether.
Tried that already.
You not just upgraded, you actually went through and removed it all?
Exactly.
Interesting.
I downloaded the latest version, which is, I think it's...
Well, the next thing, does it... I would check Pogo Games probably has a help section. And I'm sure you're not the only person who's had this problem, because if that's what the software that they're using to run their games. Now, if you go to that, and I'm not that familiar, I don't use that site, but they should have kind of like a frequently asked questions or troubleshooting using our site here. And then quite often they'll have a whole laundry list of, you know, if you're having this error, do this, and they'll give you all these recommendations.
Check that all out too. Everything they tell me to do.
Reformat and reinstall.
You've done it.
That's my last straw, I guess, right there is what you're telling
me. Yeah, I mean, if you've gone through the help section, the help section's got all kinds of Java-related stuff about plugins not working. And if you've gone through all of that, the only other thing you could do is probably uninstall and reinstall your Internet Explorer. You could go back to version 6.
Reformat, that's my
fault. Do an uninstall of 7, go back to 6, and then build it up again.
Reinstall the Java and then go back to Internet Explorer 7, is that what you're saying?
What you probably want to do is uninstall version 7, so you're back to 6. Okay. Then go back to 7 and reinstall Java.
Okay.
And see if that does it for you.
I'll try it. See what's... I guess all I can do, I guess.
Yeah, than,
like you say, reformat it.
Yeah, that or, you know, it's if we, you know, took a look at it, we could probably get it fixed short of that. But probably not over the phone.
All right. Hey, well, How can I get a hold of you otherwise? I mean, when you're not on the radio.
Our office number is 394-4940.
394-4940.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Thanks, bye.
See ya.
Yeah, well, he's gone through just about everything on
and
there.
There's like a couple pages worth of Java-related stuff on their website. So if he's gone through all that, he's done his homework.
Let's go ahead and take the next call here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Can you explain what a RS feed is?
RSS? Is that what you're looking for?
There you go, RSS. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Sure, thanks for the call. RSS feeds are, they're actually kind of cool. It's I don't really use it that much, but for instance, let's say you had a website that you wanted to get information from, but you didn't want to have to check that webpage all the time.
You don't want to go in and type in the address or have a link in your favorites.
Yep. For example, one of my favorite sites, Slashdot, has RSS feeds. And this way, what it does is it sort of, in Internet Explorer, there's a section for RSS feeds, and it'll just send you the little news headline and a little bit of information about that. And it'll just sort of give you a little bit of information. And then if you want, you can usually click through or go to their site to read more information about that. So it's just a way of going to finding information or news or updates or whatever from sites that you go to on a regular basis.
Yeah,
I personally don't use it a whole lot, but I've played around with it a little bit. So
yeah, RSS stands for Really Simple Syndication or Rich Site Summary. A couple different things there, and it is exactly what you said. It's just used to stream simple information.
Yep. Let's go continue on with the phone calls here, Kev. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Hello.
How you doing?
I am fine. Thank you. And I want to tell you how much I appreciate your program.
Sure. Thanks. Well, thanks for listening.
I then have a question, which is kind of answered from the guy you were talking to before. I was wondering if I just did a Windows update, and mm-hmm. it said I should download Internet Explorer 7.
Mm-hmm.
And... one, I was wondering if I should do that. And two, after hearing you talk to the gentleman a couple people ago, is this going to cause me more problems if I download Explorer 7?
It shouldn't. There's a couple of programs out there that have been a little slow to update their programs to work correctly with Internet Explorer 7.
Mm-hmm.
You don't happen to run an older version of QuickBooks, do you?
I have no clue.
You probably don't. If you don't know...
what QuickBooks...
it's basic accounting software for small businesses.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If you don't run that, that's probably one of the most common ones that's had issue.
Okay.
It's been out long enough now that most people have gotten around to making their stuff 100% compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to upgrade? No, you don't have to. Some people go to 7 and they're like, oh, I don't like the way this looks. And they go back to 6.
Okay.
And 6
is there kind of a fairly noticeable change?
Well, yeah, in just how it displays information, it's really more along the lines of the way the new version of Windows looks.
Okay.
And the practical side, it's going to be a more secure browser.
Okay.
It also has what's called tabbed browsing, which allows you to open up several windows without actually opening a separate window. It opens it in a new tab.
Okay.
Which allows you to switch between, if you're somebody who opens multiple windows and switches between them when you're on the internet,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of nice.
Okay.
So you may want to go to it and use it for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like it, you can always uninstall it.
And then if I uninstall it,
You shouldn't have any problems.
Okay, I will just automatically be back down to Internet Explorer 6 then?
Exactly, it'll take you right back to 6.
Okay, so it's not going to erase 6.
Nope, it won't erase 6. It kind of goes on top of it, and then it can bring you back to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your call.
Bye.
Bye.
And like I said earlier, in the new version of Internet Explorer 7, you can have RSS feeds. And actually, Kev, you know, when Explorer 7 came out, they talked about tab browsing, and I thought, I don't really care. I'll just open up more windows.
You love it, don't you?
I actually use it.
I do too. It's great. I'm a big fan of tab browsing, I have to say.
I have it set up. Now, I know that you said that you're against this for yourself personally. It's just not something you want to do, but I have it open up 4 pages every time it opens.
Yep.
To the 4 pages I go to the most.
There you go. And you can do that. You can set that tab to open to a blank page. You can also set that tab to open to your home page. Or you can, you know, when you're initially opening it, have it open up a set of tabs.
Yeah, overall, so, you know, I think I'm a satisfied customer of Internet Explorer 7.
You know, it's simple, too. The layout is quite simple. So I think there'd be a lot of people who like that.
The little anti-phishing filter that they built into it, I disabled that.
Yeah, I got to turn that off. It's kind of annoying.
They've had some updates to try to speed that up, though.
Oh, have they?
Mm-hmm. Since I don't really use it, unfortunately, I can't say how well it works.
No, I'm anti-phishing.
But anyway, back to the big announcement at the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah. Let's not forget about that.
Right, all right. I have decided that, you know, having just my cell phone and email access available at home was not quite enough. And so we always talk about, you know, if you want high-speed internet, get DSL, right? AT&T. It's usually what we recommend.
Yeah, because most people have a phone line.
Well, I don't have a phone line.
There you go.
And so in order to get DSL, you can just get DSL without a phone, which I meant to say last week, mm-hmm. but you can do that now. It's only $30 a month only. You know, that's like twice.
For what speed?
Well, they don't, you know, it's like, I think it's between 5, 12, and 1.5.
So it's the 1.5 package?
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's the basic one. It's nothing fancy. But it's $30 a month plus all the taxes and everything.
So there's like a $10 line charge.
It's $30 a month.
Hmm,
and then you have to pay all the taxes and everything else.
Yeah.
Well, as we all know, there's a lot of taxes on those phone bills.
It's true.
So it adds up. So I decided to go with a cable modem.
Yeah. Because they had a promotion going, 6 months, $20 a month?
For 6 months, it's $20 a month, and then it jumps up to the regular price of $43 a month. And so, if you average out over a year, it's about $31.50.
Sure, so you're doing it for a year, reevaluate at the end of the year.
And I don't have to sign a long-term contract.
Which is good. That's another thing, too, that DSL, AT&T's been offering is the month-to-month pricing is the exact same as the one-year contract.
But you don't know when they're going to raise their prices. That's
you don't know
thing.
That. It's true. There's some comfort in going for the 1 year.
It was pretty amazing when we had that for a while when they were doing...
$12.99
for the 1.5. And that's what you
I'm
got.
Still on it.
Still?
It's going to expire soon, next couple months.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we haven't seen that deal in a while.
That was a good one. The $15 a month now is not quite as fast.
No, it's the half that. Extra $5, double your speed. Another $5, double it again.
Yep.
Another $5, I think you double it again.
Yeah?
So.
Well, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll be upgrading. I'll be going high speed. And next week, I'll come back with the
full report and you'll... Eyes will be all red and blurry and
hopefully
you
not
won't be sleeping because you'll be on the internet all the time.
Hopefully not. Let's go ahead and take this phone call. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Hi, it's me again.
Sure.
I just came across another note here. What is Service Pack 3? It says...
For office software?
Yeah, it says Office XP, and then it says Service Pack 3, and it wanted me to download that.
It's just a set of, basically, security and program updates for Microsoft Office.
Okay.
You're fine to download it if you want. You don't have to do that. They're constantly revising their programs and trying to make them more secure and, you know, improve on some features.
Mm-hmm.
And so the third service pack is out for Office XP, I'm sure. And that's what it's informing you is it's out there in case you want to go and download it. Do you have to do it? No, you don't have to. Everything will still run probably just fine without doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to, you could.
Okay. I hate all this stuff that comes up. And it's like, okay, is this, you know,
do I really want it?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry to bother you again.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Yep, I would say for those office updates, it doesn't hurt.
Nope.
But it's not a bad thing to do to keep it up to date.
Is it absolutely necessary? No, it's not. I often don't update it. I stay at whatever I installed it with initially. Because sometimes they put features in there that I don't like. They're not a big deal. They're just little things. Usually security enhancements, which sometimes I find get in the way. But that's me.
Now, I've been pretty happy with all the Office updates the last few years.
Yeah. It's good.
Just personally, you know. Yeah. I'm always excited when Microsoft Outlook comes out with some definitions updates for the junk mail filtering.
Oh, I go and get those. Those are the one thing I do get.
I just did an Office update a few days ago, and there was a bunch of them, and I was pretty excited.
But you don't need it anymore.
Well, it doesn't. Well, there was a bunch of program updates, too.
Oh, there you go.
But that's the one thing that usually does get neglected. People don't do the Office updates.
Speaking of updates, Google has updated their desktop search. So they've added some new functions to it.
Have they improved the quality of performance yet?
It says it's basically they've added a preview feature. It's the version 5 now. Also some security to fight phishing and other online attacks. Oh, that's after a report of some security holes that appeared in the search tool last month. It's a free tool, indexes content on a PC, including email, text documents, and web pages. Oh, calendar information. Yeah, let's see, new features. Now, security and the preview are the big things. It doesn't say anything about speed.
Okay, well, that's my one complaint about it.
Yeah, I've been playing around a little bit with the built-in Vista search. It's not bad.
It's kind of cool.
It's better to know where you put something in the first place.
Well, that is true. But you know
that's
what?
That's how I feel.
I was looking for a file yesterday, and man, I couldn't find it. I mean, you type a search into Windows XP.
Oh, you can go make coffee, drink the pot, and wash it out by the time it's done.
It's taking a while.
It's awful.
So which kind of is a segue of slow.
Speaking of segues, I'd like one.
No.
So if you have a segue you're getting rid of, give me a call.
The headline of this story is getting the lead out, not to mention the other stuff.
Yeah.
So what happens to your computer when you send it to the scrap heap?
Some guys get out there with some sledgehammers and have a good time.
Used to be the answer was not much, but that's changing now that many of the companies that put computers together are also coming up with ways to take them apart when they're no longer needed.
I appreciate that, companies, if you're listening.
Well, let's hope that they are.
I hope so, too.
For example, Hewlett-Packard has a large recycling plant near Sacramento, California. In it, workers take apart obsolete PCs, servers, and printers, removing batteries, circuit boards, and other potentially hazardous components. Other computer makers are doing the same thing at similar facilities. Good thing, too. For one thing, most discarded electronic devices contain toxic metals and chemicals such as lead, mercury, cadmium, chromium, and PCBs. The government estimates American consumers generated some 2 million tons of what has come to be known as e-waste. And analysts say only 10 to 15% of such devices are currently being recycled. Most of the rest end up in people's homes or in landfills where it's feared that such substances will end up polluting nearby areas. Problem is, you throw it in the dump, and slowly but surely, you know, the rainwater comes down. And now, granted, these dumps are supposed to have, you know, the clay linings and everything else to try to contain everything.
It's going
to
come out. It's going to come out eventually.
It doesn't hurt because, for instance, in Holland here, there you've got quite a few options for recycling a computer. If it's new enough, the Macatawa Care Program, or just it's the Care Program or something like that, down by the Comcast building on 19th and Columbia, they'll take newer computers that you know, you want to give away. They'll fix them up, sell them, and try to help get people online.
Yeah, they sell them at a really, really low cost, and they used to package it with their internet service. Now that they're kind of cutting that out, I don't know. They'll probably hook you up with something and get them in the hands of people who need computers. So it's a great program to support.
So that's one.
Their requirements are fairly high. You know, they don't take old dogs, basically. If they've got something around collecting dust, they don't want it.
And let's be honest, if it's been in your basement for years.
Sure.
Probably not worth much.
Or if it's been in your house for years and you've been using it and just getting slower and slower.
Yeah, and so you can take it to Goodwill. They've got one on the south side of Holland, one on the north side, and they actually will try to recycle that computer. They have a partnership set up with Dell. So Doesn't cost you anything. If it's worth anything, you can actually get some type of a low tax write-off for that. So
that's right.
Something to check out. So let's go ahead and take this next phone call. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, somebody called in. I was driving, so I didn't get all the instructions down. I had Norton antivirus installed on my computer, and it really slowed it down. And so I uninstalled it all. And then a couple weeks ago, somebody talked to you about the same thing, and you said not to install all of Norton antivirus. I was wondering if you could tell me what I should install.
It's not actually the antivirus. It's the internet security.
Okay.
Is that the program you had?
Yeah.
Okay. The hard part is internet security is what slows it down. We usually recommend that you do install the antivirus, just the standalone antivirus. Yep. Now, seeing that you bought the internet security already, you don't have a lot of options. What you can do is you can install it and then disable those extra components that really slow your system down. It is still going to slow your system down probably more than just standalone antivirus protection. So okay. if you want to use what you already bought, that's your only option. Okay. Now, if you're okay with buying something else, just buy your standalone antivirus protection. You know, you can buy the Norton, you can buy McAfee. Just stay away from the full internet security suite. That's what's really going to bog down your computer.
Okay. I thank you much.
Hey, thanks.
I enjoy listening to you on the radio. Half the time I'm in the car, so I can't write anything down, but this is my spot.
Well, thanks for calling in.
All righty, bye.
Have a good afternoon.
Hopefully he has a good drive too.
Sure.
Yeah, it's, you know, and one of the other things too is if you already bought Norton Internet Security, adding RAM to your computer
can help compensate.
More memory.
Yep. Anytime
unfortunately, no, it's one of those things you paid $65 for Norton Internet Security, and now you got to pay more money for the RAM.
But the thing is, you're going to be happier with more RAM anyway.
You will be faster.
Let's say you get rid of your Internet Security in the future. It's just going to be faster anyway. So not a bad way to go.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody else about that today, too. They've got coming up in a few weeks, their Norton antivirus will run out, and it'll be time to renew.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll really try hard to sell you, to upsell to the next version. But, you know, for most people, Norton antivirus is...
It's completely sufficient, you know, especially if you're running XP, you're keeping your system up to date, you're using the built-in firewall, or if you're using Vista, a little more advanced firewall built into that. Also, some of the versions package with Windows Defender, which is their sort of anti-spyware, anti-adware utility. So they're increasing their security levels as well.
Of course, if you're looking for some of the other added features, Norton Internet Security is not
a bad way to go. But have a fast computer if you're going to run it.
That's right.
So anyway, that music means another half hour has slipped by. If we haven't taken your call today, give us a call during the week. Our office number is 394-4940. We are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 833 Maple Avenue. That's the corner of 34th and Maple.
That's right. Well, we'll be back next week, and we look forward to hearing from you then. Thanks, and have a great week.